It is a rare opportunity for the citizens of the city of Wheaton and places round about to hear His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He is the venerated temporal as well as spiritual head of the many millions of Tibetans and many other Buddhists all over the world. Although sadly, he had to leave his country more than 2 decades ago, the people of that land still continue to look up to him for instruction and guidance in their lives. And he has been living in India since he was exiled from his own country and has been the inspiration for the many cultural, religious, and literary activities which have been taking place in India for the advancement of the Tibetan people in India and for the enlightenment of all other people. His Holiness is traveling now in the United States and visiting a number of universities and giving his teachings there. He has particularly come to the United States to conduct certain initiations which are rarely done, but which he has had performed a few times since he left Tibet. These initiations have been for the benefit of many Buddhists in the United States, in Canada, and from certain countries of Europe also. And it is hoped that through them and through the teachings they receive, they will be able to be prepared to create a better world through their meditation, thoughts, and lives. The Theosophical Society has been long connected with Tibet and with the Buddhist teachings of Tibet and other lands also. The first contact with Tibet was when the founder of the Theosophical Society, Madame Blavatsky, went to that land and lived there. And later on, her co-founder, Colonel Olcott, contacted the predecessor of the present Holiness and received from him a gift which is still preserved with great care in the Museum of the Theosophical Society at its world headquarters in Madras. Since then, the members of the society have been particularly interested in the great teachings which the Lord Buddha gave, and particularly in bringing those teachings to the Western world. For a number of decades, one of the objects of the Theosophical Society was to bring Eastern thought and Eastern spiritual teachings to the West. And this was done by lectures, literature, and so on, which made people aware of the greatness of Eastern spiritual lore. And among the Eastern literatures, it was Buddhism perhaps which was most favored and in which the members have taken a great deal of interest. His Holiness has written a number of books and they are available in the bookshop of the Theosophical Society here in Wheaton for all those who may be interested in reading about them and about other teachings which may be found in books in the library of the Theosophical Society in Wheaton. I would like to add to the words of Mrs. Kunz my own very warm welcome on this occasion to His Holiness. He has a great message there to give to the world, the message of the Lord Buddha, which was that of compassion and love for all creatures without exception. And I am sure every one of us will be benefited and greatly uplifted by hearing him.
Brothers, sisters, I will speak something something usual, that is about the importance of kindness and compassion. Now when I speak about it, I myself regard not as a Buddhist or not as a Dalai Lama or not as a Tibetan, but rather one human being. And also, I think, you see, you listener, audience, also at this moment think as a human being, rather than American or Westerner or member of Theosophy. These things are secondary. So you see, from my side as well as listener's side, if we go deep as a human being, now that is the basis or the main point. I am a monk, I am a Buddhist. These are the compare with a basic human being. It is something temporary. Is the human being is a basic. Once you take a rebirth or one's life, you are a human being. That cannot change till death. The other, you see, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, these are the secondary. So now, you see, because I'm saying this, we have many problems which we are facing. Some problems are basically created by ourselves. Mainly, dividing due to ideology or system or racial or all sorts of things. So because of this, now it is time, time is come. Now we should think at deeper level, on the human being level, and express from that level, and appreciate or respect others, you see, sameness of human being. We must build a closer relationship, mutual trust, mutual understand, mutual respect, mutual help, built from that basis, irrespective of what is, you see, culture, what is philosophy, what is religion, what is faith. So after all human beings are the same, you see, made by the human flesh and human bones and blood. These are basically all are same. And also, you see, the internal feeling, the desire, want happiness, do not want suffering, all these are the same. And also we have the equal right. We have the equal right to be happy, So you see, another word, it is important to realize, how to say, the same human being, same human being. You see, we all belong to the, how to say, one human family. Now all the global, all mankind of this planet, at least this planet, are the, you see, member of one big human family. Now you see, quarreling to each other due to secondary reason, and argue to each other, cheating to each other, suppressing to each other, there's no use. It's last so many centuries. Unfortunately, there are good human beings as well as bad human beings. Bad human beings, you see, use all sorts of method to suppress, to hurt, to suppress. All sorts of things are done, but achievement is more problem, more suffering, mistrust. So result, you see, more hated feeling, more divided. It's not good. So now you see, world becoming, I always express, world becoming smaller and smaller, smaller. And economically and from many viewpoint, now you see, world is something very much closer, close interdependent, heavily dependent on each other. Now you see, like you see, this summit is now often taking place because of world becoming smaller and smaller. You see, problem here, a remote place, is something connected with the other global crisis. So therefore, now you see, the situation itself express, it is time, it is need to think more on human level rather than, you see, divided human beings. So therefore, you see, I express, as just a human being, and I'm earnestly, you see, hoping you also, listen with motivation that I'm a human being. I'm talking or discussing with a human being. Good. Okay. So you see, now you see, now as I mentioned just before, I believe there are many problems. And basically, we everybody want happiness. We have the right to be happy. On the big cities, or in farmland, in remote places, countryside, all people are moving busily. What is the main purpose? Everybody trying to be happy. That's right. But it is very important, you see, to follow the right method, correct method, and we must think the basic point. If we if we too much involve in the secondary level, that will not solve the bigger problem. So now time has come, we must go in deeper level. Now I feel, you see, as I mentioned, you see, many crises, many fear. Through science and highly developed science and technology, we reached very advanced material progress. It is very useful and necessary. Compare the external progress, our internal progress, not adequate. It is quite clear. Now you see, in many country or many continent, you see, some sort of, you see, crisis, or murdering, you see, killing, or terrorist, this sort of things, often you see coming, and many people, you see, complaining about the declining, about morality. And criminal acts, you see, increasing. So now you see, the external thing, we are highly developed, still we are progressing. It is neat, it is useful, but same time, it is equally important to progress, you see, inner development. Now the, how to say, because of the external and material progress, now, in ancient time, if there was war, the effect or the, amount of destruction is limited. But today, it is something beyond imagination. I myself visited last year, Hiroshima place. Though I know something about the atomic, you see, nuclear, explosion there. But there is big differences. When I physically, you see, visited that place and look with my own naked eye about the place, and meeting with actual people who actually suffer on that moment, and also you see some pictures, then you really moved very much. Oh, this weapon, terrible weapon. Though I mean regard as enemy, but in deeper level, enemy also a human being. They also want happiness and have the right to be happy. You see, and looking and think, then that moment, I have further more convinced that anger, hatred cannot solve a problem. You see, like fire, you see, fire cannot extinguish or cannot destroy by fire. Similarly, you see, this is external fire. Now, internal fire is anger. Anger cannot overcome by anger. Overcome, Surva? So you see, one side showing anger. If from your side also showing anger, result will be disaster. Even from other side, even showing anger, if you still control anger and show the opposite, attitude, that means compassion, tolerance, compassion, then, you see, gradually the other side, not only you yourself remain in peace, tranquility, the other party, other person also gradually will minimize his anger. So anyway, you see, the anger cannot destroy by anger. So the world problem, world problem cannot challenge by anger or hatred. Rather, compassion, love, true kindness, right? Kindness. So nowadays, so you see, these are terrible weapons. We look, the weapon itself cannot start. The button which making trigger all the weapon is under human finger, not something else, but under our own finger. Now finger move by thought, not by finger itself. So you see, something wrong here. Hatred, anger develop. Then our finger becoming active. Go like this. A destruction. So you see, the great leader of big nations talking about arms limitation, about the disarmament, about nuclear. Oh, marvelous. Necessary. Very good. But how to control? First control here. Then real control will come. Without control here, if you make a big document with big pen, may not last long. If somebody wants to destroy that, within second he can do. So you see, all these things, if you look, I mean, in it, how to say, if you look deeply, and the first blueprint printed here, then these things, these actions will come. So the first control of mind, I mean, control of mind is something very important. Now here, I'm not talking about control of mind, about, I mean, control of mind means, like you see, deep meditation. These are, I'm not talking. I'm just talking about, you see, less anger. Control of mind means less anger. More respect for others, you see, right. And more concern other people. And more clear realization of sameness of human being. Say, from the Western viewpoint, the, how to say, the Eastern Bloc, like Soviet Union. You must look Soviet Union as a one brothers, as sisters, with people of Russia, the same. From the Eastern side also, from the Russian side also, should look to this side as a brothers, sisters. And this attitude may not solve problem immediately, but have to try, make attempt, propagate that feeling or that realization through magazines or through televisions, instead of just appetizing or money. Not that way, but something meaningful, something seriously concerned about welfare of mankind, not money alone. Money is necessary, but the actual purpose of money is human being. Sometimes we lost the interest about human being, rather concerned about money. That is illogic. So you see, through various methods, media, to propagate, not religion, not something fake, but after all, we want happiness. And it is quite clear, you see, nobody will argue with anger, peace, impossible. With kindness, with love, the peace of mind can achieve. So nobody wants anger, nobody wants mental unrest. But because of ignorance, out of his power, then depressions and these things happened, not voluntarily. So you see, through anger, we lose our, one of the best human quality is the power of judgment, judging. We have good brain or good human brain, which other mammals doesn't. You see, that is judging, which is right, which is wrong. Not only today's benefit or today's concern, but even you see, 10 years after 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, even 100 years, without any. Because of prophecy, for that
prophecy.
Any, I mean, cognition, because
prophecy, precognition.
Precognition. We can use our, you see, normal, common sense. Can use this is the right method, this is the wrong method. If we follow this way, we will reach such result. So you see, once we our mind occupied or influenced by anger. We lose this power to judge. If we lose this power, it is very sad. Physically, you are a human being, but mentally, you are not so perfect human being. So you see, we have a discernment. Physical, we must, safeguard somewhere. Safeguard about our human, you see, good brain, judging. Now, for that is the best safeguard. You cannot ask some insurance company. Our insurance company within ourselves. That is self-discipline, self-awareness. You see, it's thinking deeper and clear realization about defects of anger, hatred, and clear realization of positive effect of kindness and love, and judging and think, make convince, then with self-awareness control. Today you are very, you easily irritate, you are a type of person who, due to small thing, immediately irritate. If with awareness, with clear understanding or realization, control, self-control. Say, today, usually you remain anger about 10 minutes. Try to minimize 8 minutes. Tomorrow, 5 minutes. Next day, 2 minutes. After that, 0. Very good. That is the way to develop. That is the way to train our mind. So this is, you see, my own feeling and my own practice also like that. So you see, it is quite clear, you see, everybody needs peace of mind. Now, how to develop, how to achieve peace of mind? Through kindness, through love. Through anger, we cannot achieve peace of mind. So you see, through kindness, through love, through compassion, we can achieve one individual peace of mind. Result, peace of family. Because of peace, how to say, the peaceful family. No quarrel between husband and wife. Result, your children be happy, more relaxed. Grow happily. No worry about divorce. Very good. Now national level, unity, harmoniously, cooperation with genuine motivation. And on international level, mutual trust, mutual respect, and express the, how to say, what is thinking, what, how to say, I mean discuss friendly, frankly, with sincere motivation. And joint effort to solve world problem. That is possible. So, you see, first, some sort of, you see, change or transformation or change within ourselves is something necessary. And another word is our big politicians, our national leaders, they tried their best to solve our problem. But here, you see, one problem here solved, another problem there, created, or how to say, happened. And trying to there, again somewhere here, something happened. So now, it is worthwhile from other side, from another side, trying to make attempt. It's worthwhile. You see, of course, it is very difficult to achieve such, you see, peace of movement, of peace of mind for, how to say, a global movement, worldwide movement. Something difficult, but it is the only alternative. If there is some other means or some other method, something more practical and more, how to say, more easy way, it is far more better. But there is no other means. Through nuclear, through weapon, if we achieve real lasting peace, all right. Then all American factories turn into a, how to say, the weapon mission factory. Good. All the dollars spent on that line will achieve definite last peace. But that's impossible. More weapon comes, so more weapon does not remain quietly. Once you how to say, produced weapon, sooner or later you use it. It is how to say, sooner or later, if you waste it, then millions of dollars wasted. So somehow you should use in this way or in not front, in some way here. This is not nice, you see, not nice. The poor people killed. This is, some friend of mine told me in Lebanese, in Beirut. This is some businessman dealing about weapons. Solely thinking or interested about money. Now result, the poor people on the street, poor people killing. Each day, you see 10 or 15 or 100 like that, you see, killing. Same human being, one human being sacrifices life, no purpose, no definite purpose. A same human being using that advantage. Right? It is very sad. It is very, very unequal. So all these wrong things are due to lack of, how to say, human understanding and lack of mutual respect, mutual trust, and on the basis of, how to say, kindness and love. Now this is my, my usual feeling and thought. So, therefore, you see, therefore, it is difficult, but it is the only way to achieve real, lasting world peace. So it is worthwhile. Even, you see, during my own lifetime, may not achieve. All right. But human being will come. Our next generation and next generation. So, you see, it is, I feel, despite the practical difficulties and almost something unrealistic view, but it is worthwhile to make attempt. So therefore, wherever I go, I express these things, and you see, the people from different walks of life, generally, agree this indication, not this indication. So you see, I myself also, you see, encouraging. In other words, you see, all human beings are same human being. So we, each human being, have a responsibility for all mankind. So the conclusion word is, it is time we should think other people, all human beings, as your brothers, true your brothers, sisters, and you should concern other people's benefit, other people's suffering, and compare other people's benefit and your own benefit. Even you could not sacrifice your own entire benefit, but you should not forget the other people's while you concern your own benefit, you should not forget other people's concern. And so you see, we should think more about all mankind's, you see, future and benefit. Again, you see, another reason. If you try your selfish motive, anger, these things, try to subdue, and develop more kindness, you see, more compassion to other. Ultimately, you will be one who get most beneficial. So sometimes I express, the wise selfish man should practice that way. If a is narrow-minded, foolish, selfish, always think himself. Result, negative. A wise, selfish, think other first, helping other as much as you can. Result, for your own sake, for your own benefit, or for your own sake, you will receive a good response or good result. So this is my feeling, and also, the universal religion, or universal religion is something, simple religion. No need philosophy, no need temple, nothing. Our own brain, our own heart is temple. And philosophy, just kindness. Complicated philosophy. This is my religion. Thank you very much. Now question and answer.
If you have any questions and would care to write them on a piece of paper and pass them up through the ushers. In Buddhism, there is great emphasis on compassion and wisdom. What is the connection between the two? Can one be truly compassionate without wisdom?
It's simply, roughly speaking, compassion without wisdom, then you cannot know the proper way. Or even, you see, with compassion, going to help someone without wisdom, not very sure. Wisdom
without wisdom, one cannot be very clear about what benefit will come.
So I think, you see, combination of compassion and wisdom is combination of brain and heart. Good human heart as well as good human brain. Company together, that's we can achieve a lot. So I think that is the basic reason.
What is the significance of the color of your robes?
Revolution. Red. This is quite simple. For Buddhist monk, you see, the mainly two colors allowed by Buddha, the red and the saffron, or the yellow
saffron
color. So we used the red color. Then the reason, the between yellow and this out of two, using this, I don't know. but we do, you see, use the other yellow robes, robes also during ceremony, during the religious, meeting or religious prayer, we wear the yellow thing. Like that.
Is it better to meditate first in the morning when one wakes up, or is it better to meditate after one has prepared oneself for the day, after one has washed up and eaten and so forth? Is it better to eat before eating or after?
The morning is the general morning sirveta. Class time ase kesh kemavche shoge ya.
In general, it's better to meditate in the morning.
I think someone put this question because they just
at the talk society.
That is the explain about the just after awaken, that moment, sense of five organs is not yet become, active. But the sixth mind or ment, but mentally, you already wake up. So between there, your main mind already wake up. So the power, thinking power already there. Yet the five senses of organs not yet
working.
So you see, external attraction is less. So according to my own experience, sometimes that period is something, my mind become very clear and very, very sharp. So I explain about that. But if you remain too long without food, then again there is a problem. When you get early morning, then remain another 2-3 hours, then whole your concentration power goes stomach.
Is there any special meditative technique for developing love?
That's, you see, my simple explanation, simple method is you visualize yourself as a third person, and your right hand side visualize your, how to say, yourself, and left hand side the other beings, if not and 100, even you see 10 or 15 like that. Imagine as a poor condition and as a needy people. And right hand side, your own self as a, the selfish, too much pride, right? Mm-hmm. Pride, and who never think the others is welfare, and only think his own benefit. Imagine like that, and you yourself remain as a third person. Now look and judge. Now both, you see, this one single man and some group of people, both have a desire wanting happiness and do not want suffering. And also both have the equal right to be happy, to get rid of suffering. Now the only difference is this right hand side is one single, a single of being. Left hand side a group, a majority. Now the only difference is number. One number, single, and plural number.
Plural number.
Now the if you think properly, the majority are more important than the one single person. So now further think, you see, if this one single man use or take advantage on majority, it's absolutely wrong. Not questioning about sin or these things. As a human being, we look, it is wrong. Now, for the benefit of the majority, one single man's benefit sacrifice for this is right. For their benefit sacrifice for one is wrong. Even in a question of money, for $1, $100 sacrifice, very foolish, isn't it? You see, for sake of $100 sacrifice or spend $1 is wise. So similar way, you see, concerning for one man, one single man and the majority, then gradually your mind somehow, you see, influence or automatically come closer. I'm going to remain this side rather than one single. So somehow it will affect on our mind. Training like this is judging thought. Then gradually it will affect less selfish and more respect for others.